Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jen O'Brien joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much for being part of this today.
Thank you for having me.
So you're having an event, a Mike O'Brien benefit event. We're going to get to that in just a moment, Jen. You're a caregiver ambassador with the Heart Brothers Foundation. So tell us about your husband, Mike, and what happened with him that you ended up getting involved.
Okay, thanks. Actually, he is here with me right now. So in 2015, he was diagnosed with heart failure. He was pretty, you know, symptom-free for several years on medication. And then in 2023, he had multiple hospital stays at Tufts Medical Center, where his team is. And it just one thing led to another. And the next thing you know, we went in for one of his fourth stays in several months. And things went downhill pretty fast. It was a matter of hours, as they told me. He had an Impella pump put in to bridge him to transplant. He was put on the donor list on a Friday, approved by the team at Tufts, and received his heart on Tuesday, just 4 days later.
And what does Heart Brothers do for folks?
So Mike, real quick, was a Marine and Quincy police officer. So we had a pretty good support system around us, and that was terrific. But we hadn't found out about the Heart Brothers until after the transplant, when one of them, Jay Toland, who visits patients, I think he did 500 visits this past year.
Wow.
He came in and talked to Mike and put me in touch with some of the wives, and it just grew from there. You know, unless you go through it, as we call it, our journey, I don't think it's quite, you can't grasp it, what you go through emotionally, and having someone that has lived through a heart transplant or a caregiver that has gone through this with a loved one, having them to talk to directly for support is, I can't express how much it's meant to me and my family
What was it like physically and emotionally for Mike after the heart transplant?
Yeah, I can have him jump in real quick because he's probably the best to explain that.
Mike.
Mike, good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
It happened so quickly. I didn't know I needed a heart until they woke me up in the CCU after they basically revived me. And then 4 days later, actually 10 days later, I got the heart, but I never even really got evaluated. So I didn't have time to process it prior. Yeah, it was surreal. It was very emotional. Thank God everything went great, and I'm doing awesome. I've met my donor's family. They live in Massachusetts, which is unbelievable. And actually, my donor's son lives in the Quincy community and is trying to get on the Quincy Fire Department now, so we're going to do whatever we can to help him out with that.
And you're hosting your third annual fundraiser coming in February. What's what's happening with the party?
So the fundraiser, in the past 2 years, we've raised over $150,000.
Wow.
For the Hart Brothers Foundation. You know, we have entertainment, food, raffles, silent auction items. Leo Kekka from ALBA has been amazing. He lets us use the space. So the first one was at ALBA on 53. The second one was at ALBA in Quincy. And this next one's going to be in Braintree at Leo's Events and Restaurants, his new place. We have Jam Cat playing some music. This year we have it in memory of Danny Donahoe, who was a Boston firefighter. And he was 42 years old. He was transplanted 5 months before Mike, and he actually passed. That's the thing about this journey is every day is a gift, and you just don't know what's going to happen each morning. And we want to just make people aware that, you know, being a donor is so important because it literally saves lives. But also the awareness of heart failure. There's so many people that are diagnosed with heart failure. I know in the year that Mike received his heart, 4,599 heart transplants took place in the United States, and he was one of them.
Wow.
So it's, I never paid much attention to it. I didn't really think twice about it until we've gone through it ourselves. But this organization is amazing. It was founded by Pat Sullivan and Bob Romer in 2014. They were both heart failure survivors. Sadly, Pat has since passed in 2024, but we just want to keep carrying on the name, and it helps families. The money raised helps families and caregivers with housing when they have to stay at hotels, or there's a Hart Brothers house they can stay at. It helps with medication. There's webinars. Also, there's grants that are given. Sometimes after a heart transplant, people lose the ability to walk. Through the Hart Brothers, have helped with ramps and lifts at the home, different, you know, it's life-changing. Sometimes.
All right, well, let's tell people where to get in touch with you so they can give you guys some money and some help. It's heartbrothers.org/O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. Yes. heartbrothers.org/O-B-R-I-E-N, O'Brien. So heartbrothers.org/O'Brien. Or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will send you back a direct link if you want to get involved. If you want to be a part of the benefit event happening in February, you can do all of that at heartbrothers.org/O'Brien. And Jen, you and Mike and everybody at Hart Brothers are officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Mike, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
No, and thank you for your service, Mike, as well.
Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to you soon. Keep us posted on how the event goes, okay?
Yes, we will do. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Jen.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. So, a while ago, that remake of the Naked Gun movie came out. Mm-hmm. And while they were doing press, Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson looked like they were a super cute couple. And I believe we were all stan. Like, we wanted it. It looked lovely.
Oh, I thought they were dating.
I 100% right. thought it was out there that they were dating.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, they never really said anything about it. Some people thought it was a publicity stunt because after the movie was over, you really didn't see them together. Well, Pamela did an interview with People, and she said, yes, they were together.
So currently still together, or are they no longer together?
If he
Dirty Four. Sorry. Yeah. I was so invested in your storytelling.
No worries.
Well, I always was laughing when people thought, oh, that's a publicity stunt. I'm like, a publicity stunt? This is real. We have real feelings. And so, yeah, it's just been incredible experience to have that kind of friendship. And, you know, there's, who knows?
So they were together during that time, but then they both had to go and do other projects. But it seems that, you know, maybe if he's around and she's around, no big deal.
We call that a hookup in the biz.
They were together for a period when they were around each other, and now they're not.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, when you spend 12 hours a day on set with somebody and you do emotional scenes, you just, it happens all the time in Hollywood.
They were so cute together, so I hope maybe they get back together.
Maybe there'll be a sequel.
That movie is so bad, it's good. Tell you. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's high-profile legal battle has hit another delay. The judge postponed their upcoming civil trial. It was supposed to happen in March. It's been pushed to May. The judge explained he had two criminal cases that have to come first, saying as important as this case is, criminal trials take precedence. He also scheduled a January 22nd hearing for summary judgment arguments and instructed both sides to reach out to a magistrate to explore settlement options. So basically, he's like, I really don't want to do this. Can you guys just figure it out?
Yeah, wrap it up.
I'm really tired with the whole thing. I don't even know what they're fighting about anymore.
It's 2 7-year-olds is what it is at this point.
Just, you know, I don't want to discount any, you know, but whatever she feels happened to her. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't.
You can only care for so long.
And I feel like she's lost a bunch of friends because of it, too.
Well, that came out that maybe she's not the best person.
Yeah, so there's that. And Jenna Bush Hager ready to officially announce her new colleague after nearly a year of rotating guest co-hosts. She revealed that today's Chanel Jones will join her as a permanent co-host in the new year. She said, I'm thrilled to announce I found my forever friend. We're going to start a brand new journey in January. And here's what Chanel had to say.
There was so much joy in our house. And we needed that joy. You know, when I came back from leave, you know, I talked about fighting for my joy.
Yeah.
And this is what it looks like. Yeah. This is what it looks like. Yeah. It feels divine.
It was a tough year for Chanel. She lost her husband. He died from an aggressive glioblastoma. She was on medical leave since November of 2024. So I just love this for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm obsessed with this show. I keep track of all of it, of who's hosting what, of what's happening with the cast, what's happening with the crew. I watched the Apple TV series Morning Show, which was all about the Today Show. I love all of this, and she's fantastic, and I'm happy Jenna has somebody to be, because they've been running people through just every day and every week, and it's just not... It's not great. And it's great as you're the host and they're trying to build chemistry and build a show every day and having to do it with different people.
Totally.
And a lot of times people that had no experience in the industry was difficult.
Yeah.
That had to be tough on Jenna, too.
Right. And for Chanel, I think, you know, losing your spouse, I can't imagine. So to have purpose is important. So.
Yep. Good
and
for
that's
her.
What I got. Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Nick from Foxborough.
Hi, Nick.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Nick?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Foxborough, famously the home of Boston Stadium.
That's right. The World Cup's coming.
All right, Nick, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win the money. If you tie her, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, okay?
All right.
Let's see. Question number one. Here we go. Mila Kunis is in charge of her neighborhood's homeowners association, and she's frustrated that all she ever gets are complaints. She says, quote, no one ever goes, you know what? Thank you so much. Who is Mila married to?
Ashton Kutcher.
Question number two. Joey DeSena, former Jeopardy champion, was arrested on 2 felony counts of peeping. He allegedly installed a camera in someone's bathroom without their knowledge.
I will take absolute creep for $200, Alex.
Who is the current host of Jeopardy?
Ooh. don't know. I'll pass on that one. Huh? I don't get that one.
All right, question number three. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie of all time to never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but it peaked at number two. Which movie did it famously go up against that kept it from the top spot?
Oh, that was Barbie.
The burger chain In-N-Out reportedly yanked the number 6-7 from its order lineup because of the whole 6-7 trend. Teenagers had been hanging out in the dining area waiting for order 6-7 to be called so they could freak out. Which state did In-N-Out originate in that still has over 70% of their locations?
That'd be California, right?
And question number five, Coldplay is the most popular touring artist of the millennium with 24.8 million tickets sold. They're followed by U2 at number two. And this solo act at number three, is that solo act Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, or Ed Sheeran?
We're going to go with the Swifties. We'll go with Taylor Swift.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Nick, how do you feel about the World Cup coming to your town and making it impossible for you to get anywhere next summer?
I'm excited and nervous. I know. I feel like I'm just going to be hunkered down the whole month.
Some really good teams are coming to town, though, Dan. I mean, France is coming, right?
England's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Kennedy.
It's going to be a spectacle.
Nick got 3 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Mila Kunis is in charge of her neighborhood's homeowners association.
It's so funny.
And she's frustrated that all she ever gets are complaints.
Oh, you couldn't pay me enough money.
Who is Mila married to, Kennedy?
Ashton Kutcher.
Tied at one. Question number two. Joey DeSena, former Jeopardy champion, was arrested on 2 felony counts of peeping. He allegedly installed a camera in someone's bathroom without their knowledge. Who's the current host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
2-1. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie of all time to never hit number one. It made $330 million at the box office in 2023, but it peaked at number two. Which movie did it famously go up against to keep it from the top spot?
Barbie.
3-2. Question number four. The burger chain In-N-Out has reportedly yanked the number 6-7 meal from its order lineup.
Order 67.
6-7, Dad.
It's still a real number.
Have you seen those videos? They're insane.
Teenagers apparently hanging out, waiting to yell 6-7. Which state did In-N-Out originate in? It still has over 70% of their locations.
California?
I think it's 6-7%, Dan. That's what it is.
Thanks.
4-3. Question number five. Coldplay is the most popular touring artist of all time. With 24.8 million tickets sold, they're followed at number two by U2. And this solo act is at number three. Is that solo act in third Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, or Ed Sheeran?
It's got to be Taylor Swift. No. Who is it?
Ed Sheeran.
Get out of here.
You have to remember Taylor's phenomenon is more recent.
Oh.
You know, like just she hasn't, like Coldplay's been doing it for a decade. Ed Sheeran's been doing it for a decade. Taylor did not hit that number
I think Ed's just been on the road more than Taylor.
A lot. Yeah.
She
all
did.
Right.
Yep.
That's probably why.
Right. Let's see. Kennedy with 4. Nick with 3. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
So here's what we have. You don't have the money, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save. Stop in to check out the lower prices this holiday season. It is awesome.
Who doesn't like a deal?
You are correct, sir. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Nick from Foxborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
If you missed it yesterday on the show, thankfully we were recording in every way imaginable. All sorts of video cameras, audio equipment. And here's just a little piece of when Dan took the pie to the face yesterday morning on the show. 10.
That's such a long countdown.
9.
Why 10?
8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Still feels too long.
2, 1. Oh, she's rubbing it in. Not, oh my God. Dan's face is absolutely gone. That is so much whipped cream. Oh my gosh.
I can't see any. Oh my God.
Kennedy, is that 10 pounds of whipped cream?
It's in my eyes and my mouth. My beard will never be. Sorry, it's in my mouth.
How does it taste, Dad?
It does. The taste is pleasant. But the text, the sensations, the sensory on my beard is not great. Do I look like Santa Claus?
No.
No, you look like the end of Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend. Oh, it's in my nostrils.
I was blowing whipped cream out of my nose for the rest of the day.
Are you kidding? Really? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Kaylee came home from work and kissed me on my forehead and was like, I can smell it.
I kept finding it like on my skirt and my shoes during the day yesterday.
I was so covered after that moment that I had to run in the bathroom in between segments before we did Carson's. I ripped my shirt off and I just did like a bird bath in the sink trying to.
Oh, Dan.
Just shirtless, covering myself with water, trying to get some of this off.
Yes, because the original plan was for you not to get one yesterday. I was going to get two. So if you missed it, we had a bet, North Shore versus the South Shore. Me and Dan were up on the North Shore collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Kennedy was on the South Shore at South Shore Plaza. Kennedy won again for the third year in a row, Kennedy. You are the Patriots. You are the Celtics.
It's a dynasty.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
Well, the people of the South Shore won, really.
People went from the North Shore to the South Shore.
Yeah, you won, Kennedy. It really. I mean, if we put you on the North Shore next year, North Shore would win. South Shore would get smoked. That's how that would happen. And so we are going to be out continuing to collect for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We have, at most recent count, 6,637 toys, which is just
massive.
It is huge. However, You may notice that the name of this event is Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. So with 6,637, we in fact have not hit our goal. And we are supposed to finish up by Saturday at Deck the Hall Ball. Mm-hmm. So we have one event happening tomorrow. We're going to be at the Burlington Mall, 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Please come.
Yes. Bring what you can. Tell everyone in your circle about it. You can also go online. You can donate at mix1041.com/toys. There's a link there. We essentially count $10 as a toy. You can go in and make a monetary donation. It's all secure, safe, and secure. It goes right to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. They were actually here yesterday to pick up some of the toys. They picked up the check from the Masons as well.
Fantastic.
Which is great. But again, we still have 3,400 toys left to collect. Mm-hmm. And we have tomorrow.
That's Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Friday too. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about that yet. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're bringing it back. We did this last year and it seemed to work really well. Pay for play.
Yep.
We are turning the show over to you on Friday as far as all the music goes.
So excited.
Anything goes. I was explaining this to somebody the other day. They're like, well, what if it has swear words in it? And I was like, well, we will try and find the edited versions, or we will do some quick beeping on the fly.
Yeah, but I've done that a bunch.
Yeah, right. Same.
Whatever we can do. And they said, well, what if I wanted to hear Metallica? I was like, we'll play
Metallica.
Yes, just give us the money. Well, what if I want to hear the 13-minute version of Lynyrd Skynyrd?
And then have to pay a lot of money.
There's going to be a lot of money to get all 13 minutes of Lynyrd
Skynyrd. Hear a snippet of that.
Right.
And who's your friend? Because, damn, that's a whole lot of pushback.
Yeah. He just had questions. He was just trying to understand what was going on. So anyway, the pay for play will happen Friday morning on the show. We turn the show over to you. You text us with how much you donated, and we play some of your song. You donate $10, you might get 10 seconds. You donate $1,000, you might get an entire song. It just really depends on how we're feeling and how it's going and how fun your song is.
It's just a lot of fun to do.
It really is a lot of fun. From the 857 from our friend Corey, I am warming up the credit card for Pay for Play on Friday.
Buddy, I'm so stoked.
From the 978, Pay for Play, does that mean we can pay to not have the Friday free-for-all?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We'll take your money in all aspects.
Show's going out the window on Friday. It's all yours. Yes. Well,
the Friday free-for-all is happening right now.
Not unless you pay for it. It's not. It's called Pay for Play.
No, that is part of the format. If you don't want to hear it, you got to pay to stop it. That's how that's going to work.
Suzanne, ready?
I'm so ready. Oh, I'm so
10, nervous. 9, oh. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
here's the collecting drive, kids.
Hi! Oh, she's getting in there deep.
That was uncalled for. She rubbed it on my bald head. You didn't just do.
Now it looks like you have hair for the first time.
There were no rules, sir.
I sent a message. I sent a message.
Yes, you did. Yeah, that happened to me too, man.
Why did you do my head?
Because I didn't. So I didn't. Because I needed it to just. I needed to make a statement.
Oh, it is so cold. It's like going down the.
Carson, it's cold outside.
You look like that scene in Miss Doubtfire when she pops up from the fridge. And goes, hello.
You have to see the visual because while you got it to the face, she did it in my face, and then she was like waxing my dome with
she
the cream pie.
She literally encircled your entire
encircled my entire
face.
My yes. ears, my back of my head, the top of my head. It was like she was polishing the dome. So anyway,
yes, please. There's some good clips on the Mix Instagram and the Mix Facebook.
Right.
But in my opinion, the piece de resistance is the full Facebook Live on the Carson Kennedy Facebook page.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's
just
so
FYI,
good.
Some slow-mo videos will be coming later today.
Yeah. And there's even a video of Kennedy plotting with all of the whipped cream.
I was just making the pie.
Yeah. How many cans?
I used one thing of Cool Whip for each one. But it was the biggest Cool Whip I could find.
Yeah, think about how much Cool Whip is in that.
Quite honestly, when I was making it, I was like, I should have gotten two each.
It was
like
plenty.
It wasn't big enough.
No, it was plenty.
It felt rather large on my face.
Yes, I was sweating baking that up for you.
Greg Daniels from The Afternoon Show is going to join us coming up in about 8 minutes, and they want to help. which we appreciate. He's going to share how they're going to do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy streaming on the Odyssey app, our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. We will be back out collecting. We're headed to the Burlington Mall tomorrow. We're going to be there from 5 until 7. We still need 3,363 toys.
Yep.
Even after the pie to the face of it all yesterday.
Yep.
We still got a long way to go.
We do.
And we are running out of time. All the toys, if you don't know, go to the Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program. Just real quick, Kennedy, we have Andy who has some thoughts about yesterday and the pies in the faces of it all. What did you want to say, Andy?
I loved your face yesterday. I took a picture from the screen. It was really cute.
Thanks.
You took a screen grab of Carson's face covered in Cool Whip?
Yes, I did.
What did you do with it?
I just wanted to have it. I was happy that he was part of the team, because he is part of the team. And I think, I honestly think that you guys did a great job with that.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Is it like her screensaver?
So now,
whenever she needs a giggle,
my face,
that.
She's going to open up her phone, and my face is just going to be there.
That's fantastic.
On their phone.
It is a goodie.
That.
It really is funny.
I never thought I'm going to see my wife wants that. We were supposed to have Craig Daniels on the show, but we can't get in touch with him. I don't know where he is. I've called his house. He's not answering. I've texted him. He's not answering.
Okay. Well.
So he was going to come on this morning and share with us that they are going to collect money for us tomorrow on their show, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, they did this last year and knocked it out of the park.
Right. I'll have to reach back out to him again. We were supposed to have him on, but, you know, he does have two kids, and who knows what that chaos is
I know,
like
right?
at 7:30 in the morning.
Bless his heart.
So we want to remind you, you know, not just Burlington Mall tomorrow, but we will have the pay for play on Friday. So kind of turning the show over to you. You'll get to pick what music gets played. Yeah, you make a donation online, and then you get to text in and tell us what, you know, what it was you donated and what the song is that you want to hear. We'll do that on Friday. And then we are asking if you're coming to the concert on Saturday. Mm-hmm. To bring us a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Craig, are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
hi, guys.
Buddy.
How are you?
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for taking a few minutes this morning. I know with two kids at the house trying to get them ready for school, it's got to be under chaos.
Oh, yeah. We're running around like crazy. As it is every morning, but that's okay. We're getting it done.
Good deal. So what are you guys going to do tomorrow on the show? What is the plan?
Well, before we get to that, I just want to mention this real quick. I got great news for Dan and Carson. I am bringing in pies today to the radio station, and I'm just wondering where you guys want me to leave them.
Anywhere but my face is fine.
I'll tell you where you can put them, Craig.
Yeah, I know you will. Guys, that was the craziest thing. And Carson, I got to say, the lady that was smushing the pie in your face,
she
went for it, man. That was crazy.
No, she thought she was waxing a bowling ball. She really did.
It was fantastic.
It was almost vindictive.
It felt very personal. You know how when somebody murders somebody and they stab them in the front 72 times, that's what it felt like.
She gave you a pie hat. I've never seen anything like that before.
All right. We don't need to relive that moment.
Anything for the kids, Greg. Anything for the kids.
Yeah, so on Thursday, tomorrow, we are dedicating the Greg, Freddie, and Andrea show to helping out the Carson and Kennedy 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Mm. It is crunch time, as you know, and we love being able to participate and each year, you know, dedicate one of our shows to, you know, collecting as many toys as we can during the afternoon. So we're going to do that again tomorrow, and looking forward to it.
Well, we're need just it. So honored, buddy. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this.
We really, really appreciate it. It needs to be a full Mix 104.1 effort if we're going to hit this thing.
Facts.
And it's not lost on me how fortunate my kids are and to be able to, you know, give back. Not only is it the right thing to do, but it's also a responsibility to help others. So I try to instill that in my kids. So we're all in, man. Tomorrow, going to get it done.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, so we're at 6,637 toys, so we need 3,363. So anything you can do to help out tomorrow during the show is going to be great. We appreciate it.
So are there any numbers we have to hit? If we don't hit, pies in the face, none of that, right?
I mean, Kennedy will happily come in and pie you if you want. She enjoyed it. She enjoyed it immensely yesterday.
She's got to get into a science.
I was just watching.
Hey, Kennedy, let me ask you real quick.
Yes,
was it fun? Was it enjoyable to watch as it was going on?
It was hilarious. Just everybody was having so much fun. Everybody brought someone with them, so we sort of had an audience. Like, it was a madhouse, but it was really fun to watch. And listening back to it this morning actually was funnier than being here in person yesterday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, all the things you missed, right?
Right.
So everybody, you know what? I recommend go watch the videos on the Mix Instagram. Hysterical.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Greg. We'll let you get back to the kids.
All right. Bye, guys. See you
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow with Greg, Freddie, and Andrea tomorrow afternoon. They will do that on their show. So if you want to help out, you can join them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Taylor from Wayland.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, good morning. I'm also here with my son, Douglas.
Hey, buddy.
Dougie, what's up?
Hi. This is our third time playing. The first time we tied, but the second time we lost. We want to take home the win today.
All right. Well, there's $1,000 on the line, Dougie. You and your mom got to kick Kennedy out, okay?
We're rooting for you.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. Oh, it's so cute.
This kid's ready to go.
He's ready to take our job. Dude.
I like it.
He's ready. He's more ready than I am. My goodness.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And in fact, you do win $1,000 this morning. She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Time has named K-pop Demon Hunters its 2025 breakthrough of the year, highlighting the animated musical's record-breaking success. In the movie, what marks demons have on their skin that distinguishes them? The lead character, Rumi, also has them. What are they called?
That's all you know, I don't know.
I don't know. Like stripes? It's like a purple stripe, but I don't know.
What's the name?
Yeah.
You don't know the name?
No, I don't know.
Okay, no, not on that one.
Question number 2. Cat's Eye has officially been named TikTok's Global Artist of the Year, topping the platform's annual year-end music recap. What is the symbol on TikTok's logo?
It's like a music sound. It's like a music sound.
We're going to give it to
a
you.
Note.
Question number 3. Today is National Lager Day. Name the song this lager lyric comes from. Take a listen. Name the song.
Oh my gosh, I know. I could keep singing the whole thing. Sorry.
Need an answer.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Question number 4. 36 years ago today, the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The Dalai Lama is the de facto leader of which religion?
Oh my gosh. This is so embarrassing if I get this wrong. Is it Hinduism?
Question number 5. Sigourney Weaver is in talks to join Amazon's upcoming Tomb Raider series. Tomb Raider started as a video game before Angelina Jolie played the main character in multiple movies. What is the name of the main character of that franchise?
Oh, wait. Can you repeat it one more time? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the main character from Tomb Raider. What's her name?
Oh, Lara Croft.
Hey, there we go.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, this was rough.
Douglas, what grade are you in?
I'm in 4th.
How's 4th grade going?
It's going good.
Harder than 3rd?
Better than 3rd?
Yeah, maybe.
Relatable content. Kennedy, mm-hmm. Taylor, and Douglas got 1, 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Good job, guys.
These are really difficult, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Time has named K-pop Demon Hunters its 2025 Breakthrough of the Year, highlighting the animated musical's record-breaking success. In the movie, what marks demons have on their skin that distinguishes them? The lead character, Rumi, also has them. What are they called?
Patterns.
Yes, patterns. 1-0. Cat's Eye, speaking of K-pop, has been officially named TikTok's Global Artist of the Year, topping the platform's annual Year in Music recap. What is the symbol on TikTok's logo?
Is it a music note? That's not right. It is?
It is a music note. 2-1. Today is National Lager Day. Name the song this lager lyric comes from. Take a listen. He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that
remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the best times. That is Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, that's all
right. Yeah, I knew the Chumbawamba part.
3-1. Question number 4. 36 years ago today, the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The Dalai Lama is the de facto leader of which religion?
Buddhism.
4-1. Question number 5. Sigourney Weaver is in talks to join Amazon's upcoming Tomb Raider series. What is the name of the main character in Tomb Raider?
Lara Croft.
That is it.
I love those Angelina Jolie movies.
I did too.
I've watched them like a billion
times. Good job, Kennedy.
You too.
I had the video game on PlayStation.
Did you?
Graphics have improved dramatically. Ah!
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money. However, you're not walking away empty-handed. Taylor, you just won yourself third row tickets to our Mix 104.1 Deck the Hall Ball this Saturday at Aganis Arena. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, we'd love for you to bring a toy when you come, but you and a guest are going to be sitting front third row. That's which is awesome.
It looks like we're going to be bringing toys in the third row. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's go. You said let's toy with an S. I like that. Multiple.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Taylor and Dougie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Douglas.
And I'm Taylor.
From Wayland, and we could not be Kennedy today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So why were producer Dan and his girlfriend Kaylee driving the streets of Woburn at 11 p.m. last night instead of being tucked cozily into their bed?
Is this where I come in? Mm. All right. So it is a Tuesday night. It's about 9:45, 10 o'clock. We're sitting on the couch. We're watching an episode of Stranger Things. There's 7 minutes left in this episode. I'm starting to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we wrap this up, I'm heading to bed. And with 7 minutes left in the episode, Kaylee jumps up and screams. And I go, Jesus, what's going on? And she says, I just saw a mouse.
I thought you were going to say she just saw Vecna.
No, she would have been less scared of Vecna. We would have put Kate Bush on and been fine. There's no...
So good, Dan.
So now she's freaking out. I'm half asleep. I did not see a mouse. And I made the grave mistake of questioning her and saying, you sure you didn't just see a shadow out of your peripherals?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what I did. That was not the right thing to do. So now she has me. She's like, it ran. It scampered. It ran into the bathroom. It was in the kitchen. I saw it. So I get up. I get a plunger in case I have to kill a mouse. And I check the bathroom. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking under the sink, all the corners. And she goes, well, maybe it ran into the guest room because they're next to each other. So I get in there. I'm looking under the guest room bed, every corner. I don't see a mouse. And she's like, I don't know where it is, but I saw a mouse. And I'm like, well, maybe it scampered out whatever way it scampered in then. In my mind, this is a let's figure it out tomorrow issue.
Because you want to go to bed.
It's 10 o'clock at night and my alarm goes off at 4 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And I don't see a mouse. I look for it. I can't find a mouse.
Did you see any mouse droppings?
No, there was no signs of a mouse previous. All there right. were no mouse droppings or like mm-hmm. not on bot.
That's
nothing.
Usually a dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, no, we've seen nothing until she said she saw a mouse last night.
Says the rat czar of Boston.
Yeah. I'm the mouse czar. I don't have rats. Yeah. I'm not dirty.
I did say that last time. I was like, Kennedy has a lot of experience.
I do. I'm here for you. What can I do?
So now I say maybe we figure this out tomorrow and I'll go get some mouse traps or something.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't fly. So we're out in the car at 10:30 at night on a Tuesday together. I'm cranky because I want to be in bed, and I don't even know if there is a mouse. She's cranky because I didn't jump all in on the mouse train.
You're gaslighting her.
I'm gaslighting. Exactly what she said. I'm gaslighting her. So now we're both a little cranky in the car, very late, past
our
bedtime.
My palms are sweaty.
And we go to two different gas stations because everything else is closed, neither of which have mouse traps. And then she calls her mother at 10:30 at night, wakes her up. She's like, do you have a mouse trap? And she said, yes. She's like, well, I'm going over there. I said, well, drop me off first. So I go back to the house. I get in bed. Kaylee comes back at 11, and I hear just ferocious rumbling in the kitchen. So I get up. I go over there. I hit record on my phone, and this is what happens.
Mommy, Mick. Mickey.
Are you ready?
No, I'm still getting ready for battle.
It is 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. What are you doing?
Carefully placing peanut butter on a mouse trap. I bought 8. I was the only person in Walgreens at 10:45 at night because I'm terrified. I think tomorrow morning I'm going to be by myself in the apartment. I'm going to hear snap.
Explain to everybody why we're doing this.
It was actually a really great night. Dan had dinner cooked, and then we were watching Stranger Things all night. And then all of a sudden I saw at the corner of my eye, I see something running underneath the dishwasher. And I was like, Kaylee, it's in your brain. It wasn't in my brain. It was real life. It was like this big. He's like a little tiny baby. I think he's a baby. Looked over at me, and he scurried into the bathroom. Do it again.
Those are scurrying noise.
He looked at me.
They made eye contact.
Scurried into the bathroom, and then you went in, you're like, don't see a mouse. I said, then he's in the guest room. Don't see a mouse in the guest room.
I checked both places.
Because you think you saw a mouse.
By the way, I love her impersonation of you, yeah. Which is every woman's impersonation of her man.
Guest room.
I checked both places.
Because you think you saw a mouse. And I said, okay, Walgreens is open. So I was going to go to Walgreens. And you said, you're going to go to Walgreens at 10 o'clock at night because you think you saw a mouse? Just the tone. The tone.
No,
so then we went to two gas stations at 10 o'clock on work night. Then you called your mom and woke her up.
And I said, you got peanut butter? My mom said, yep. I said, you got a mouse trap? She said, yep. I said, on my way. I dropped you off. You're not a believer.
Why are you so freaked out right now?
Because I saw a mouse in my apartment, in my top floor apartment. I didn't think I was going to have to worry about this, but here we are at 11 o'clock at night.
He's a penthouse mouse. He wants to be on the top floor.
No, for real. He is a penthouse. You know what? Good for him.
You said it was a baby?
He's a little baby.
Are you okay with snapping his little baby neck?
Yeah. Goner. I actually really think he went underneath the sink. Like, that's not even a joke. I legit think he went underneath the sink. Dan!
Oh. What are you trying to do, bro? Don't poke the bear.
You talk about the way I deal with Lana?
Don't bro, poke the bear.
Have you not learned anything
from
me?
I know, right?
No,
you've had years to
not.
Watch.
Dan!
I saw him. I jumped.
This is a serious operation. All I wanted was a cat. You said no, so here we are.
Oh,
that's my fault.
There it is.
I just want a cat.
You okay?
No.
You're scared?
Yeah. I think he's in my closet. You didn't check the closet, did you?
I'll check the closet.
Keep going now.
And then I'm going to lie down because it's 11 o'clock and I wake up at 4 a.m.
Mickey, whenever you're ready. I'm just showing you where I'm putting all these so that you don't step on them at 4 in the morning.
If I step on a mousetrap at 4 a.m., I'm going to raise hell.
Hopefully they'll be used by them. Do you believe in that there's a mouse?
I believe...
Honey, you
saw something in your periphery.
What would you rather me see? Ghost or a mouse? What would you rather me see in this apartment?
Ghost, 100%.
Same, actually.
There's no mouse in the closet.
How do you know that, baby?
Babe, it's 11 o'clock at night. If there's a mouse, he'll be here in the morning. We're just roommates right now.
He doesn't pay rent.
Let's go to bed.
Hold on, I gotta go put my peanut butter away.
All right.
But do you believe in her?
Yes, dear.
I'm not sure if I believe her.
Babe, I hear you.
I'm crying.
Oh, my gosh.
So
Stuart Little is running around the apartment and we got beef.
So she wants a cat.
She wanted a cat before this. Now she has more ammunition for a cat.
Yep.
It feels like it may be a 2026 problem because I leave the last 2 weeks of this month. But yeah, it feels like we're probably getting a cat.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I used to love everything. Protect all life. Wouldn't even kill a bug.
Had to pull this one out of the
parody. I'd set him free outside.
Just for you, Dan.
But my cold, cold heart, hardened by mice. Thinking they can just set up shop here. I say no dice.
Go, go, go. Go, go.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till a mouse comes back inside my house to find a place where they think they can make a home. Oh, no, no, no. And I'll set a trap to catch their head. and to heaven they'll go because they're dead. From my cold, cold heart.
Chris is from Lowell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What's your suggestion for producer Dan and his girlfriend Kaylee?
I will say, first thing, my husband does not kill living, breathing creatures. My cat caught a mouse 2 nights ago. That mouse, my husband believes the cat broke the mouse's leg. The mouse is now living in a cage in my basement.
You're kidding.
So you caught the mouse, and now it's a family pet.
It can't be a bleeping pet because we have two cats.
Yeah, your cat must be pissed. You kept it and put it in a cage.
Did you put a little cast on its leg?
She's like, I gave you a present. What are you doing?
She's got little crutches.
Oh, my God. I'm ready to kill my husband. I'm ready
so
to kill
sorry, babe.
Poor little Fievel's going to have a bad day if he gets out of that cage.
How about Chris not dropping the F-bomb? Congratulations on that.
We appreciate
the restraint.
Thank you. Thank you. Julie's from Pelham. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So you have two cats. Do they keep control of the mice?
No, not at all. I mean, I love my cats, but they didn't keep them from coming here. And they kind of chased after them a little bit. They were very excited that there was a mouse there, but the mice didn't care.
That would be so good if you got a cat and it was apathetic
and it
to
was
mice.
Absolutely not a mouser.
Right. But so I think he should get a cat just to get a cat, but I don't think it's going to help his problem.
Thanks.
How do you how do you test out a
yeah,
cat?
How do you find out if your cat?
How do you know if your cat has bloodlust?
Yeah.
Or you got a vegan cat. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Corey.
Hey, yeah. What's your story about a mouse?
So I was pumping gas, and a mouse ran up my leg. I threw the gas pump. There could be viral footage of me somewhere. I don't know.
Like you just dropped the gas pump and everything. And just
yeah.
How does this story help my situation?
It does not help your situation at all.
It makes her feel better to get it out there. Okay. And that's what we're here for.
She's saying it could be worse, Dan.
Yeah, nothing's gone out my leg. That's a fact.
Jim is from Bedford. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What is your suggestion for Dan?
Well, not for nothing, Dan. I do believe she saw a mouse.
Okay.
But since you said no to the cat, I think she'd probably see mice whether she saw them or not, so you get a cat.
Are you saying there are shenanigans afoot?
No, I would never say that. Kelly
sorry,
was wonderful.
Enough. Understood. She is.
You're a smart man.
She's
agree.
She's an angel straight from heaven.
But it does strengthen her we should get a cat argument.
He looked over at me, and he scurried.
I don't know why that tickles me so much. Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing your world with us.
We're out here.
I've never been so happy to be single in my whole life.
Fievel is my new roommate.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Gil from Malden.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Yeah, same thing here.
Perfect.
Speaking of mice, Dan, Gil works with mice in a lab.
Get out of here.
Do you want at least one more?
We have more than one, so you're free to take a couple.
No, I don't want to take them. I want to give you one. I don't need more.
No. We're
trying to start a band,
wild
Gil.
Ones. Oh, this is crazy.
Five pop culture trivia questions, a chance to win yourself $100. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Gil?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now headed into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the questions or your answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
It appears Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson did hook up, but it was nothing formal. Pam says, I adore Liam, but we are better friends. Speaking of hooking up, Pamela Anderson has a pretty famous tape with her drummer ex-husband. Who is he?
I can't think of it.
No. Question number two. Raven Simone turns 40 today. She had a hit Disney show in the early 2000s that got rebooted when she was an adult for 6 seasons until 2023. Name that show.
That's So Raven.
There's your wheelhouse. Question number three. 4 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released, starring Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler. What are the names of the two gangs in West Side Story?
Oh, no clue. No idea.
Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo covered the Bing Crosby classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Name this Olivia Rodrigo song. Take a listen.
I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me.
Name the song.
Oh, okay. Vampire, I think.
There you go. You know it.
That falsetto, yeah. Gil. That is different.
Not just a scientist.
Question number five. It would have been Michael Clark Duncan's birthday today. He starred in Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and this movie with Tom Hanks based off a Stephen King story. Name that movie.
I'm tired, boss.
Toy Story 3.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Very different movie than Toy Story 3.
No, I remember that line from Toy Story 3, Dan. You don't remember that? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Gil got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
Yay.
It's okay, man. You're doing great work in the lab.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson did hook up, but it was nothing formal. Pam says, quote, I adore Liam, but we are better friends. Speaking of hooking up, Pamela Anderson has a pretty famous tape with her drummer ex-husband. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
1-0. Raven Simone, 40 today. She had a hit Disney show in the early 2000s. It got rebooted when she was an adult for 6 seasons. Name the show.
That's So Raven.
2-1. 4 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released. What are the names of the two gangs in West Side Story?
The Jets and the Sharks.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
3-1. Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo covered the Bing Crosby classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Name this Olivia Rodrigo song, Kennedy.
I'm not gonna
Bloodsucker, Dream Blanker, Vampire.
Vampire.
3-2. Question number five. It would have been Michael Clark Duncan's birthday today. He starred in Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and this movie with Tom Hanks based off a Stephen King story.
The Green Mile.
Toy Story 3 was a much better answer, though.
The Green Mile.
John Coffey.
So Stephen King didn't do Toy Story, Dan? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, he could have. He's done everything. If you've seen a movie, it was probably Stephen King.
I feel it would be a much different movie.
Yeah. And he's dead.
Yeah.
He did something when the toys come back to life and start murdering people. Toy Cemetery.
That's it.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Gil. You don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards. Easy, fast, and always a hit. You gotta love the nines.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. One day, Kennedy.
Of
course.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, sir?
I'm Gil from Alden, and I, again, cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Melissa from Abington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture things, Melissa. Answer more right than Kennedy, and you win a grand. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yay.
It's that nervous laugh.
I don't think it's going to happen, but yay.
No, I feel it. I feel it. It's been a minute. Okay. This is it. Kennedy's gone. Here we go.
Okay.
It's one of the most anticipated comic books in years as DC and Marvel universes will collide with a Superman Spider-Man number one coming March 25th. I'm actually excited about this one, Dan. I love a good comic book, and I haven't bought one in years.
Oh.
These look really good. They're doing 11 different covers for it, which is cool. Who is Superman's longtime love interest?
Lois Lane.
This country singer made the top 10 list of total concert tickets sold for the millennium. His fans are a part of the No Shoes Nation. Who is he?
Kenny Chesney.
Apparently, Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend are in the matching outfits phase of their relationship. Who is he?
Timothy Chalamet.
Melissa's very serious, Dan.
I love how she's hitting the enunciation like she's on Jeopardy.
Yeah, yes.
Timothy. Who is Timothy Chalamet?
Starz is doing a drama about the gambling scandal involving the Los Angeles Dodgers star player's interpreter. Who is the star player? Who is he?
Oh, now, see, you jinxed me.
All right, that's okay.
Dodgers, yeah. I'm going to, hold on, let me just say someone. I don't know who.
All right.
Probably this is the Yankees, but Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez, all right. Question number five.
Sure.
A new season of Pushing Daisies is in the works. The show went off the air in 2009. Which network was that show originally featured on?
Pushing Daisies?
Yep.
Oh,
never even heard of it.
Oh, oh really? It was a great show, Dan.
No, I never heard of it. Yep. So it has to be on something I have to pay for, which I don't pay for. So let's go with Paramount. No, let's go with Peacock.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, that TV show was an event when it was on.
Oh, I must have missed the event invite.
Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melissa from Abington got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay, well done.
Melissa works at Bridgewater State in the athletic department.
Nice.
That's cool. What are some of the favorite sports that people like to play at Bridgewater State?
It's probably football and basketball, all around varsity intramurals. It's a popular one.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's one of the most anticipated comic books in years as DC and Marvel will collide with Superman Spider-Man number one coming March 25th. Actual comic books with the two of them.
Okay.
I know, I'm a nerd. I love this.
Yeah, yeah.
The artwork looks incredible. Who is Superman's longtime love interest?
Lois Lane.
Tied at one. Question number two. This country singer made the top 10 list of total concert tickets sold for the millennium. His fans are a part of the No Shoes Nation. Who is he?
Kenny Chesney.
Tied at two. Apparently, Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend are in the matching outfits phase of their relationship. Who is he?
Timothée Chalamet.
I've never been in that part of a relationship. Have you?
Me?
Yeah, where you've dressed, you have worn the same outfit with somebody going out in public?
No, but I totally would.
You would?
Sure.
Yeah, matching outfits, no. Matching tattoos, yes.
Shut up. Wait, what?
Do you want some aloe for that?
No, I want some laser for the tattoo.
3-3. Question number four. Starz is doing a drama about the gambling scandal involving this Los Angeles Dodgers star player's interpreter. Who is the star player?
Shohei Ohtani.
Sports.
Sports.
Yes. Nailed it.
Thank you.
4-3. Question number 5. A new season of Pushing Daisies is in the works.
I am so stoked.
The show went off the air in 2009. Which network was that show originally featured on?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. ABC? I don't know.
Oh! That
Get
is
out of
correct.
Here.
It was on ABC. Yeah,
I
it was
loved
a network
that
show.
So
it was
much.
Such a great show.
So clever.
Yep. Yeah. It was around a family that owned a funeral home. Pushing
no.
Or,
that's
yeah.
6 feet under.
Or not. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
No, it was about a guy, and if he touches people, they can come back to life, but somebody else has to die.
That.
And he works at a pie store and is in love with the woman they can't have because he touches her, she dies.
It's a great show.
I feel like I've seen it now.
6 feet under.
Very different
program. Yeah, that was HBO. That was completely different. So 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, unfortunately, you don't get the cash. But we thank you for calling into the play this morning. Bridgewater State, what is their mascot, Dan? Do you know?
No.
The Fighting Lancers.
The Vikings.
Negative.
Oh, what is it?
We're the Bears. And our mascot is Bristigo.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Is Bristigo Da Bear? That's a great name, Bristigo. I need to write that down. All right, good deal. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Abington, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.